Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for August 12th, 2019. Finally. First of all, I'm Justin Kaufman. Second of all, finally, the station actually comes through. I'm not going to lie to you. I came into work today and I was a little bummed out because I'm like, they never have good food. I don't know, since we moved up to 303, there's never any snacks. There's nothing like that. It's not like it's just now coming in here to tape soft batch cookies. Who in their right mind doesn't like soft batch cookies? They used to be the red package, but now they're the Keebler yellow. But it was a Keebler soft batch cookie. I haven't had one of those in years. Coming through today. Thanks to the Keebler folk. I don't know how they got there. And they're probably somebody's leftover. They're picked over. They're gross. I don't care, man. I ate two of them. I'm feeling good. That's an omen. That's like the sign of things to come. This is going to be a good week. I can tell. When you're getting soft batch on a whim and you didn't have to pay for it and it's just right there, that's pretty great, man. I'm sorry, but there's little things in life and that's one of them. So we'll take it. This is the podcast that makes fun of the local news. So you don't have to. So let's get to it. I hope you had a great weekend, by the way. Everything was dandy, fine and dandy here. And we're getting ready to knock out another week. My birthday week. No big deal. I don't want to make you know what I want, too. Soft batch. Soft batch cookies. All right. Maybe someone put those out because they knew I liked those. And it's my birthday. So, birthday week. I don't want to get too crazy. All right, here are the headlines today. Will there be severe weather? By release time, it may be pouring, or maybe not. I don't know. That's the world we live in now, where nothing is as it seems. I swear, this morning I woke up and looked at my stupid weather app. It said 100%, it is going to storm from 3 o'clock until October. It is just on. There is no end in sight. And I was staring at it, Pete. I was looking right at it and just kind of blinked and it went, 40%. And I was like, come on, we need to know this, right? We got softball to play. Big game tonight. By the way, I lost my appeal. I think I didn't tell you the end. I was appealing that we scored more runs than we did in the last game. And the commissioners, if you can't see my air quotes that are up in right now, they said that the game was over once we hit slaughter rules, so it doesn't count. So we lost two runs in the run differential. As someone on Facebook said, why do you care? Big deal. It is a big deal. Am I the only one that cares about the rules? Real Walter Sobchak in here. I'm finishing my coffee. It's August 12th. Do you know where your Chicago Public School teacher's contract is? Me neither. Crunch time now, as the CTU wants a new contract. Mayor Lightfoot isn't necessarily budging. There have been some concessions on a couple little things, but the big thing, pay, hasn't been addressed. August 12th. Let's go ahead and not wait to the last minute like this is the baseball trading deadline, huh? Just pay Manny Machado. In this case, Manny Machado's the Chicago teachers. But just pay Manny Machado. I don't know, hire his brother-in-law. Whatever it takes to get the contract done. Get it done. The last thing we need in Chicago is a teacher strike or threat of a teacher strike come early September. This past weekend was the Bud Billiken Parade. Oh. And the politicians were out in force. Best time to see some beefs play out in person. I guess the big beef was between Mayor Lightfoot and Congressman Bobby Rush. But to be fair, who doesn't beef with Bobby Rush? That's his move. It's his signature move. But I guess Lightfoot holds a grudge because Rush said back during the campaign that all murders would be the blood of everyone who died would be on Lightfoot's hands. What? Because of a speech? A policy? Politics? What? That's a dumb thing to say. Probably even dumber. He didn't apologize till months later. No hard candy for you, Bobby Rush. Skip him. Don't throw him anything. Let the float move down a block. Then you start throwing. Oh, who doesn't love a parade beef? I guess Lightfoot snubbed him. That was the thing. I guess she got up on the stage, and when she's done, he was up next, and she beelined out of there. Like, no mayoral handshake for you, Bobby Rush. Now, Tony Preckwinkle, I'll give you one, but Bobby Rush, you out! I'm still fascinated by the awesome study that came out this past week that says Asian carp haven't come to Lake Michigan because they can't handle the pollution in the waters leading up to it. So this weekend, I did the best for my community, and I dumped all my leftover cholesterol pills right down the drain. See those fish try to swim through some of that Lipitor. Also, I had some leftover antifungal cream just right down the drain. I'm doing everything to do my part to keep those fish. What a great story, that these menaces. I mean, we're talking 10, 15 years now. They're right at the precipice of taking over Lake Michigan. They're right at the Kankakee River, the Illinois River. This is it. And they stopped for 10 years because they're like, oh, man, that's dirty. Oh, that's not even cool. That water's not cool. Like, it's actually scientifically, like, overstimulating or overworking their livers, all the toxins that are in the water. Wow, I'm blown away that our dirty is actually helping keep the lake clean. Isn't that ironic? It's ironic. All right. Next year, LGBTQ history will be taught in the Illinois schools. This makes many on the right mad because history isn't one side or another. It's history, straight white male history. Whenever someone says that, history doesn't have, you just do history. Yeah. You can't be that dumb, right? You can't be that dumb. I, for one, am looking forward to doing a collage, like maybe a trifold on LGBTQ history, and where my son phases out and plays the iPad, and I do all the work to glue all the stuff to it. So I'm looking forward to that. If that's not equality, I don't know what is. Good Morning America is going to be broadcasting live from North Avenue Beach on Thursday morning. They start early, right? Like, how early? Let's hope the production crew doesn't run into the Wild and Beach teens. Also, is Michael Strahan coming? Love that guy. Why North Avenue Beach? Are they going to double as a morning show and then a top 40 cover band and play the B96 crowd at Castaways? Or are they just there to litter like everybody else does? All right, this weekend's Aaron Water Show. That's why they're here. Note to self, stay away from the lake for 9 days. Get ready for that. Oh, what was that? In sports, the schedules are out for next year's baseball season, and the pundits are a bit perplexed at Major League Baseball's reasoning to play a slew of home games on both the north and south sides of Chicago in March and April. Do you see this story, Pete? This is crazy. Like 20 home games or something per team. What the what? Who's going to 20 home games in March and April at Wrigley Field? I don't know. Seems like the Cubs and Sox would be okay starting the season on the road in like Arizona. Instead, the Cubs host the Arizona Diamondbacks at the beginning of April. What? You couldn't just make that a series where they played in Arizona? What are you doing? All you're doing is setting up a bunch of doubleheaders late next year. I hate to sound all sports talk about this, but it does set up what I think to be a disadvantage for the Chicago Cubs, because there are going to be snowouts, there's going to be rainouts, there's going to be terrible games in the cold, and you're going to have to make those games up, and everyone else will have a Monday off and a Thursday off in August and September, and the White Sox and Cubs are going to be having to play through with makeup games. This happened to the Cubs last year. It was one of the reasons why the Cubs faltered down the line. They played like 52 games in a row or something like that. Come on, man. I know that for whatever reason, you think that the ratings are going to be great for baseball in April in Chicago, but they're not. I don't even watch it on TV. It freaks me out to watch cold baseball on TV. Don't do that. Cubs salvage a split in Cincy this weekend, which frankly will take. For some reason, the Reds are super crappy against everyone else but the Cubs. John Lester got out-dueled by Reds pitcher Luis Castillo, but the Cubs got to the Reds bullpen to pull off the win. What else? Hendricks. He got pummeled on Saturday night. Did you see his rookie, the Reds rookie, Aquino? He hit three homers on Saturday night. Wow. And he wears the same number as Eric Davis, which, by the way, I met in L.A. club one time. Yeah. It was a Hennessy party? This is a crazy story. I'll digress for 1 second. Okay. So I was, in 2007-ish. And Schadenfreude was in L.A. for a couple meetings for a screenplay. And so when we were there, it was during the year that so it would have been 2006, I guess. It was the year that the Bears were going to the Super Bowl. So there was a Monday night football game against the St. Louis Rams at the time. If you remember that game, Devin Hester ran back 2 touchdowns. It was a huge game for him. So we said, we're going to be there when the Bears are on Monday night football. And all of our friends from Chicago are there. Let's throw a party. So last time we were in town, we met a manager who said, hey, you ever need us to club? Blah, blah, blah. So he's like, yeah, you come to the nightclub Monday night and bring all your friends. We'll give you the upstairs private room. Boom, boom, boom. It was like we were more into the party than we were the meeting. And welcome to the story of my life, right? It was more into that than the actual reason we spent money to fly to L.A., right? We're like, oh, we'll get rid of that meeting. Then we'll get back to the bar so we can party. And it's a great story. So it was a split bar. Downstairs was a party, and it was a Hennessy party. It was just nightclub. Like, it's such a weird thing, like a bunch of guys in Bears shirts and, you know, like jeans. Then downstairs was just like the best of the best of L.A. African-American party, you know, gold chalice type stuff. And I was like, what an awesome dichotomy. So you know, frankly, I went down there. You know, I'm like, I'm hanging out down here. This is even better. But the bears are killing them. Anyway, the best part was that I was walking up and I heard somebody said to me, they go, that's Eric Davis. And my buddy Adam was a huge Reds fan. He grew up in Cincinnati. So I'm like, Eric Davis downstairs. We got to go down there. So we went down there and we took a he was wearing a velour light baby blue sweatsuit. Real strong stuff. And he let us two just probably buzz from Heineken's. It was a 2-for-1 Heineken special they gave us. And I had spilled one all over me. So in the picture, this famous picture we have of my bear shirt, there's a huge like spill on my shirt. And we took an iconic picture that stays in with Eric Davis. Yeah. How about that, huh? So yeah, if this Aquino turns into Eric Davis, I'm down with taking another picture. And this time I won't spill the Heineken all over my... Such a... It was a 2-for... This is the killed me. The deal that the club gave us was 2-for-1s on Heineken. But you had to buy them at the same time. Right? That 2-for-1s don't work in bar setting. If you buy... If I'm... okay, I'm going to get Olive Heineken. Well, you're not going to get 2-for-1. You know, like, that means you get 3? And I was like, ah, or is one... Maybe it's like one and then one off or half off or something. But I'm like, I don't need 2. So everybody at the party was like double fisting. And I went to the washroom. And I'm in the washroom. And I think I was trying to grab my phone like it was new. And I had 2 and I'm trying to pee. And I had a watch. I remember I still had a watch. And I didn't forgot I had the beers in my hand. And I'm like peeing 2 at the same time. And I looked at my watch and I poured the beer like all down my shirt. I mean, it wasn't even like subtle. It was just one big, huge stain. And that stain is forever immortalized with a picture of Eric Davis. So there you go. That was my. Where were we? We talking about Eric Davis? Yeah. Okay. All right, let's keep going here. The Cubs lost a little bit of their lead, but they're still up 2 games over the Cardinals. 2.5 over the Brewers. Big series in Philly starting tomorrow. The Sox lost 2 of 3 to the A's at the G-rate. Giolito pitched well enough to win. He struck out 13 batters yesterday, but they scored zilch against Chris Bassett, who the Sox traded back in the day. The Sox traded him for Jeff Samardzija. Remember when he was part of, it was Samardzija and Bassett, I believe, that went and we got somebody in return. I remember it was the Cubs or the Cubs. Bassett played on one of the Chicago, I think it was the White Sox. Because remember when the White Sox did that dump and they got rid of Samardzija and he went to the A's and then I think the Cubs traded him to the A's too, right? Or the other way around. But they got a big haul. I forgot who was part of that haul. I'm not even sure any of those guys are still on the Sox. Maybe I'm trying to think who it would be because it's been so many years. But yeah, Chris Bassett was one of the guys, and he came back to Sox Park and beat them. Anyway, the good news, the Sox got 2 good starts in a row. Saturday night, Ronaldo Lopez got the W. And Jimenez, Eloy Jimenez, hit a dinger on his bobblehead night. So there you go. Dreaming of the big leagues, hitting home runs on your bobblehead night. Sox don't get a day off. They welcome the World Series caliber Houston Astros to town, and hopefully next year's Sox ace Gerrit Cole. As this season shapes up, I can see 2 names that the Sox should go get for next year for the pennant run. Gerrit Cole's one of them. He should be the surefire ace. Pay him whatever. They don't pay anybody. Pay him a ton of money. And then you'd have him, Giolito, Lopez, Kopech will be back. Carlos Rodon is also on the mix. Dylan Cease. So start to see that it's coming together here. And then the second name would be the Red Sox are listening to trade offers for Mookie Betts. Why? That dude's like Mike Trout. Okay, fine. Send 19 prospects to the Red Sox. Pay Betts to play right field for 10 years. Sox fans would love him. Clutch. Then you got Jimenez, Luis Robert in center, Betts in right, Moncada, Anderson, Madrigal, and Abreu in the infield, McCann behind the plate. How is that not a playoff team? Sox fans can dream, right? Yeah. Nice tribute to Harold Baines at the G-rate before the game yesterday. Great to see all the Sox legends sitting on folding chairs on the infield. Carlton Fisk was there. That was kind of cool. He looks a lot like Mongo McMichael. At first, I was like, hey, it's Mongo McMichael. No, that's Carlton Fisk. But they were showing all the highlights of Harold Baines, and I forgot. Harold Baines was my favorite player on the Sox, probably of all time, like Chicago player. He was always money. He'd have that sweet swing, and it would be a single. He was like a more upright Rod Carew. You know, that was the Harold Baines, so congrats to him. The Bears wrapped up camp yesterday in Bourbonnais. They'll now just do the rest of the preseason up at Halas Hall. They play the New York Football Giants this Friday. Not sure what the status is in wide receiver Anthony Miller. Miller hurt himself on Saturday, hoping it's just a rolled ankle. Other than that, not a lot of injury troubles in camp this year. Trey Burton and Adam Shaheen were limited, but that just seems like a precaution to make sure they're healthy for the season. I like that. We'll take that. Remember when Rex Grossman went down in the preseason? Remember that? Nah, me neither. All right. Sorry for the longer podcast. It was the Eric Davis story. It's a good story. I got the picture, too. I got to find the picture. And there's a great spot where I once edited myself out of it. So there's a secondary photo of it just for Adam to give to Adam because he was the Eric Davis fan. I just weaseled myself into it. Beats by Wes Restless. We'll be back tomorrow. See you.